Je suis... Voilà, vous avez remarqué que je suis avec un pure British accent. C'est Hugh Welshman. Nous, on est au cinéma des Grutli. Et en fait, c'est par rapport à son film qu'il a fait avec Dorothea Kobiela. En anglais, c'est Loving Vincent. En français, c'est La Passion Van Gogh. Can you tell us about the genesis of the movie? How did you start to think about it?
So, Dorothea Kobiela came up with the idea 10 years ago, and her first impulse was that she wanted to paint a film because she had trained as a painter, and then after she graduated, she was working in the film and animation industry, and she really missed painting and wanted to go back to painting, but she also loved film. So she decided that she was going to paint a short film. It would be 7 minutes long, and it was going to bring her paintings to life to tell a story. But while she was doing her research for this project, she was rereading the letters of Vincent van Gogh, which is one of her favourite books. And it says in the last letter, the letter that was found on Vincent after he died, "We cannot speak other than by our paintings." Mm. And this gave her the idea that she would like to bring his wonderful paintings to life to tell his tragic but in many ways inspiring personal story. And with Vincent, this is possible. Unlike with other painters, he really painted all the details around him, you know, the food in his coffee pot, his letters, you know, the postman who delivered the letters, the view from his window, what the street outside his house, wherever he was staying, looked like, the brothels, the cafes that he would hang out in. So it was possible, more than with any other painter, to get a picture of the world as Vincent viewed it. So she was developing this as a short film, and then she met me. We fell in love. We got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She was helping me on the films I was doing after we met, and she put Loving Vincent on the side.
Was it Peter and the Wolf?
No, it was Magic Piano. We were doing a film about Chopin's music, and then when we went back to Loving Vincent. By that time, we decided that we wanted to make a feature film because in the meantime, we'd been discussing it over those 2 years, and we'd been visiting lots of museums around the world, and every museum you go to that has a Van Gogh, there's always like a football crowd of people around the Van Gogh paintings, and we realised that, you know, he's so powerfully popular all over the world, and if we could think of making it into a feature film, that it would reach many, many more people. Mm-hmm. And so although it was a daunting idea to paint an entire film by hand, we thought that, you know, there were people out there who would want to see it.
Could you tell us about the technique you used? Because the colours are very brightful, and it seems that the painting are quite alive.
Well,
it's my impression, so...
One, you know, another inspiration is that when you look at Van Gogh paintings, many of them look like they're moving already. So they have this kinetic energy, and we wanted to capture that in the way we brought them to life. So with this film, it started off like a normal animation. We did a storyboard. We did a pre-visualization of the whole film inside the computer. And then we had an unusual step, which is that we hired actors, and we shot them on green screen stages, like with a science fiction film or a special effects film. And we had them in the costumes, specially created based upon the Vincent paintings. And we then that was the reference for our painting animators. So they would be watching the performance frame by frame of the actor, and then they would be reimagining that onto the canvas. So they had a TV screen in front of them, and then they had a canvas below, and they had to reimagine what they saw in real life onto a canvas as a painting. Mm-hmm. And this is almost exactly the same process that Vincent did, because Vincent worked from real life. So he had someone in front of him, and he did a portrait of them and tried to bring out their character and essence with his colour manifesto and his thick impasto. Mm-hmm. And we had to try and do the same in bringing out the performance of the actor in paintings, you know, using Vincent's colour style and his impasto.
That's what we've got the impression of, three-dimensional paintings.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, a lot of some of Vincent's paintings are very three-dimensional in terms of when you look at them, and others are very, very flat. And whereas when you do a film, you're always working, even if you're doing a 2D format like oil painting, you're always working in three dimensions because people are moving through space. So even if you're giving the illusion of movement through space, you still have to abide by the rules of skeletons and the laws of physics. And so that was one of the problems we had in translating, or rather reimagining, his work into the medium of film, is there were many times where we couldn't completely get the perspectives of Vincent because it was a 2D, it's a still image, but we tried to get as close as we could.
And you've decided to focus on rather on the famous letter we know that the postman Armand had to deliver to the Vince brother Theo, rather than the whole life. Why? Because we had already seen some biopic on Vince.
Yeah. So the first idea was to bring his paintings to life to speak for him, and we knew that we were going to concentrate on the. Painting styles from his French period. So this is really from the last 3 years of his life. So the characters who we brought to life were the people who knew him at the end of his life, and a lot of these characters actually made statements about Vincent after his death, and we wrote the characters based upon those statements that they recorded after Vincent died. So it felt very natural to set the film, you know, immediately after Vincent's death, when everyone would have been shocked by this event. And we also thought that biographies concentrating on Vincent's entire life had really been done before, and that we wanted to take a different view where we were concentrating on his paintings and his letters. And those are the things that are telling his story in our film, rather than an actor, you know, deeply portraying Vincent in the flesh.
But I felt, I had the impression it was a kind of police investigation.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, it's an amateur detective investigation story, we started off doing more of a documentary format where we were interviewing the paintings, and it felt too static. And also, Dorota and myself, when we were in writing the film, we found that there were lots of questions that we wanted answers for, and we were looking at all these different historical sources, and we were going and interviewing the experts at the Van Gogh Museum, and we really wanted to find out his state of mind in his final weeks, and also find out what happened to him on his final day. So we were going through a kind of detective process ourselves, so it felt like a natural step to have this kind of detective story as the basis for our narrative.
The official version was he committed suicide, but according to your movie, we believe the end stays very mysterious.
Absolutely. The most likely scenario is that Vincent committed suicide, although we don't actually know why at that point in his life. That's still a question that's being researched at the moment. And interestingly, I was meeting... This is radio, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to...
Okay, all right.